Shock the System. Welcome to Dank Discussions with me, Calican CEO Maynard Breslow. In each episode, you'll learn from the trailblazers, leaders, entrepreneurs, and influencers in the ever-moving, ever-growing cannabis industry. Welcome, everyone, to Dank Discussions. Today, we're joined by Jessica Funchen. Jessica is the owner and therapist at Carmel Restorative Massage Studio. Thanks for joining us today, Jessica.
I am so happy to be here with you. This year and the next year, I think, are going to be the years for complete explosion in this industry. That's my feeling.
There's no doubt. You think about, you know, we're 2020 now. We're just entering a new decade. And, you know, not just the next year or two, but where are we going to be by 2030? You know, this is the decade. You know, if you want to take
it's crazy.
You know,
so it's, yeah, even from last year, just a quick fact from last year, as you probably know this because this is what you do, but the industry has grown by 700% since last year.
Yeah. I mean, people call it the green rush, you know, so take it or leave it with, you know, some people call it good, some people call it bad. I think helping people in general is great. And, you know, the more people who come on with the right intention and to do it the right way and who really are willing to learn and to educate themselves, I think the better. If people are coming in, you know, for a cash grab, they're not going to stick around long anyway. So people are growing, you know, people are coming in and, you know, it's definitely projected to be a huge, huge, huge industry, even bigger than it is now in the next few years. So,
yes, true.
But first, let me tell our listeners where you're located today.
I am in Carmel, Indiana.
Carmel,
that sounds
Indiana.
Carmel, Indiana. It's a great metropolis. It's basically a suburb of Indianapolis. If you know Indiana at all, the Colts, and you have to give a shout out to them. But
you're actually have another podcast coming up as well with somebody from Indiana. So it's definitely a boon there. And she's an amazing person as well.
Ah.
You know, and she leads a whole, you know, she's on the board of Normal and really excited to speak to her as well. So, you know, I think a lot of things going there in Indiana. So I'm always interested to hear, you know, not just to hear where you're from, but to just, you know, I get to speak to people from all around the country and different parts of the world as well. And, you know, in terms of Malta and Canada and, and all over the place. So it's really great. But I always like to hear how it's really, what's kind of the vibe there in Indiana? How are people kind of looking at CBD, at cannabis?
It has evolved. Mm-hmm. It has evolved so much, I think, in the last year and a half to 2 years. I mean, we've gone from, obviously, the 2018 Farm Bill changed so much because then it was official, you know, in most states, only two left. But basically, it changed everything and it opened the door. And honestly, Indiana, for whatever reason, well, I know one is huge with CBD. I mean, it's fast. It's growing. There's stores all over. But I believe CBD, the best way to share it, because it's such a catchphrase, you have to know about it. You have to know how it helps. So I think education is huge. That's why I just feel, at least for my clients, it's easy to share it, because once that dawning goes on that this helps balance your bodies and how it does, people start to get it and then they seek out the right product, you know. Yeah. It's all about getting.
It is, you know, so that's the whole thing. Some people, they think it's like, oh, what is this, a new snake oil, you know, or people, they think
it's just
you know, it's the hip new thing. It's just a fad. You know, just like a couple of years ago, you know, people were talking about, you know, cryptocurrency, and now they're comparing the cannabis industry with it. And it's like, no, not really, you know. So this is science-based. This is endocannabinoids. This has to do with how it affects us from the inside out and what we have already, you know. So it's cool. Different thing.
I believe in 5 years, everyone on their bedside table will have CBD, either a topical, oral. I mean, it's kind of like how we looked at fish, like omega, like fish oil, 10 years
omega
ago.
Omega 3,
omega 3. It's kind of like, I I kind of view it like that. Like you realize, except for a million times more. I mean, it does so much more than fish oil, but it's going to be a mainstay, I think, for most of us, for our health in the future.
Well, definitely. I mean, you know, the more research that we're able to do and come out with, the better, you know. So, and, you know, tell me a little bit about your background, you know, because you've been a licensed child therapist for 7 years. And now, you know, in CBD, using that in your practice for almost 2 years now, a year and a half. So tell me about kind of your journey, you know, you know, being a massage therapist and now, and how you came to this place.
Well, I was one of those that when I opened my doors, I knew that I wanted to have CBD for my clients and to use. So it's been a journey for me because I knew the education and, you know, I did a deep dive. I got a product initially that I thought would be amazing and it just fell flat. And so I did more research, and then discovered what I feel works for my clients, which is, you know, water soluble, and they just have longer benefits with it. So once I got that, the topical I use is crazy. I mean, people, they cannot get enough of it. It literally like sells itself. I mean, so if you get the right product, it's crazy how it affects you. And one thing about CBD, you notice the effects it has when you stop taking it, because then you realize your anxiety goes back up. That's what I've noticed. And you don't realize all the factors that's helping. Like I took it personally for sleep because I was addicted to Ambien. And
you're the third person that I've spoken to recently who's, you know, used it in their recovery from addiction. So, you know, it's, you know, and I helped me to get off, you know, ADHD medicine, anxiety medicine. So, you know, it's, this is definitely a thing that's helping people.
Well, and I took it for the sleep, but then what I noticed was my anxiety level, I wasn't ramped up. I mean, you notice, and then my joint pain subsided, you know, it's crazy. It like has an entourage effect, really, to so many other facets of your body, because the whole goal of CBD is to help our bodies achieve homeostasis. And it really, it's crazy once you get that knowledge, and I could go into the science of it, which I never thought I'd love, but once you get that in your head, how it helps CBD, CB1, CB2 receptors and all that, you realize it's a no-brainer to take for a supplement. I mean, this is like, you could sustain your wellness for 30 years if you committed to doing it, you know, daily, because, so I'm pretty impressed so far.
So tell us, you know, some of the benefits that you've seen from your patients, from your clients that come in, you know, with pain, and kind of like, you know, the experience you had before and what they're telling you now, and in your own personal journey.
Well, I know, especially for a couple of my fibromyalgia patients, that the oral coupled with the topical, I mean, seriously, that's what drives me. It gives people back their life. And I am not exaggerating when I say that. I mean, they go from not getting out of bed, it's crazy, but they go from that to being able to function on a daily basis. Wow. And so for my fibro patients, it's been really life-changing. And but then it kind of flows into other things. Like some clients have crazy pets, so they buy it for their dogs. I mean, it's crazy. It just flows from one thing to another, you know? So my fibromyalgia patients, huge. And people with depression and anxiety and ADHD, I think it's pretty amazing how you see more focus with that too. I have a lot of stressed people that come in because we know life is pretty stressful for all of us these days. Uh-huh. And I love to do the topical on them because yeah. it carries their massage I think days and days longer than it would. But just the fact that they can function more efficiently, one person tells another, you know, it's kind of cool because this is an example. My husband manages or runs a manufacturing plant, and he used it. And then people were like, oh my God, you're not ramped up or whatever. So they said, what are you doing? Literally most of the people in his business now are on it because just from one, seeing what the effect that it has on one person, and then it just flows, you know, people want to know, what are you doing? Why are you able to do, you know, go upstairs now? Like one of my good friends, she literally had a stroke a few years ago, couldn't walk upstairs. And since she's been on this for 2 months, she's able to walk upstairs. And I mean, it's those stories that just fuel your heart, you know? I mean, it makes me want to just shout out to the world, find the right product. It'll change your life.
So finding the right product now, you know, you have your own shop. Did it kind of like evolve, you know, you're using in your own massage therapy, and then, you know, you saw the benefits, and then it was like, wow, this is something that I need to share as well. This is something that I need to get out there, and I want to be able to source, you know, the right products and be able to help people find them. And is that kind of the story, or tell me a little bit about that as well?
Yeah, like the whole problem was I got a product that I thought was really great, and it just it fell flat. I mean, it was oil-based, and I discovered water-soluble, at least for me, works better because the bioavailability is 83 to 94% for 12 hours instead of like 3 to 6% from an oil. Because as we know, oil and water don't mix, so you don't get it absorbed. So once I got past the oil product and onto the product that I saw clear results with, it was just a no-brainer. Then I worked the state fair, and I had the product there. And honestly, that was my defining moment that I thought, I am in this for life. Uh-huh. I will share this because people... literally standing there, we'd have autistic kids and they would take it and they'd walk down the hall and they'd come back and be like, what? We can't believe already. Tremors, people with tremors, because at the fair, there were a lot of older people. And I'm not kidding. Within 45 minutes, some of these people would be turning back around and saying, can I sign me up, basically. Because they were just seeing instant results. And instant isn't always the way. Like for my sleeping, it took a good 3 weeks probably before I could officially go off Ambien.
Yeah. So are you comfortable sharing that story as well? Because I think there's so many people, to me, that is one of the, you know, saving people's lives. You know, there are so many people out there who, you know, either, you know, getting prescribed pills, or maybe they're starting to abuse pills, and, you know, people who are addicted to pills. So can you kind of get into your story of how, you know, you with the Ambien, how it got started, and kind of walk me through that process to where you realize, hell, this isn't helping me anymore. It's turned on me. And I need an alternative. Well,
I will. I promised my husband that I would, like 10 years ago, that I would go off Ambien when my son graduated high school. Mm-hmm. So the 10-year mark was coming up, and I have to prove to my family, because for me, I thought it's no big deal to take Ambien, but I knew that I couldn't be on it for life, and it was having an effect.
When you started Ambien, not to cut you off, but when you started Ambien, was it you weren't sleeping well, or, you know, right at the beginning, you're seeking help?
I was going through a divorce and had 5 kids I couldn't hardly function. So I went on Ambien to sleep, basically, because I was a complete mess. Uh-huh. And so that's, I started it. And once you start, I mean, I tried a couple of times to stop it, but I would always be awake all night, you know, and it was just, I was going crazy with that. I guess the difference that's, so I thought, this is my shot. I can use CBD because I'd heard it helped other people. Oh. And so I started it, and, you know, within a week I went off Ambien, but it still was a good 2 weeks before I started to sleep, you know, where I was happy with it. But it just kind of falls into that. It went in and fixed all the areas. I mean, I kind of, it fixed what I needed, and it gave me more because my anxiety. This is the first season of this time of the year that I am not going crazy.
Oh, wow.
Because it's a busy, you know, it's a stressful time of the year. And so, yeah, it my family is so happy I'm off of Ambien.
100%. You know, I really appreciate too that you kind of stuck with it in that 2 week period, because I think we live in a culture now where we're looking for instant gratification, and that's why people turn to the pills in general. You know, there's something underneath there. You're going through a tough time, and first of all, thank you for sharing that with me and with us. I know people will find a lot of benefit in that, and somebody can hear it that they can also get help with. And so I know that's tough to talk about, but you're going through something there with the divorce, with having kids, feeling overwhelmed, and it's just kind of like, hell, you know, this is a shitty situation. I have to deal with it. And, you know, it's maybe a part, you know, subconsciously doesn't want to deal with it. You know, speaking to somebody else recently, and, you know, she lost her child. And, she started going on opiates, and, you know, was addicted to that for 5 years, and now I've been clean from that. You know, so it's just kind of like, and so I think we look at the pills as they're pills. You know, you can go to the doctor. The doctor knows what he's doing, but we don't necessarily look on the inside to see what's going on underneath. Why am I motivated to do this? What's going on? You know, and it's kind of an easy thing. You know, it's an easy thing. You know, so that being said, you know, having that 2 week period where you said, hell, I'm off of it, I'm using CBD and it's not working yet. Right. I think a lot of people at that point would have been like, well, you know, it's not working for me. It's not working for me. I'm going to go back to the end, you know? So that was,
that's so true. We do live in a culture where we want instant relief.
Uh-huh.
And it's kind of taken us down a rabbit hole, because it's a culture of give me a pill, help me feel better now. And I mean, honestly, that's why I went into massage, was not because I was stressed. I could barely function when I was, and I got relief. The only place I could go for refuge was a massage table face down and cry and not talk. I mean, this sounds really crazy, no. But I thought, I want to help people that are stressed. There are so many stressed people in the, you know, and if I can do what someone did for me, then I'm here to do it, you know. And it's because we live in a culture of we just ramp up too much. We want instant gratification, and I feel like the pharmaceutical industry might be a little bit turned on its head, because the more quality products that get out there, I mean, and if you stick with it, and if you're open to paring down your medication that you're on and being flexible with, you know, tweaking what you're, I mean, a lot of things can actually be aided and helped with CBD. I mean, our best friend's blood sugar levels are down 30 points from CBD. I mean, and so now he's had to pare down his diabetic medication, but he's willing to do it because we put too many pharmaceuticals in our bodies, you know?
Yeah. And well, you use the word, you know, being turned on its head. And I think, you know, I think it's coming to a head, so to speak, you know, because, you know, as you see the opioid crisis epidemic and the, you know, the settlements that they're coming to in state-by-state basis, you know, it, because of all the people that have been affected by it, you know, over the last few decades. I think, you know, this is kind of like the last kind of hurrah in that sense. And, you know, people are becoming more aware and people are, you know, quote unquote woke. So I'm really hoping that, that this is definitely changing. And you talk about, you know, people, you know, in your experience with fibromyalgia and with anxiety, and you just mentioned blood pressure, you know, is your products and your experience, you know, do you use a lot of full spectrum, broad spectrum, isolate, or is
always
it just kind of like, you know, depending on the circumstance, depending on what it is that you need?
I completely always use, and maybe this is just me, but full spectrum, mm-hmm. because you get, I mean, this, I believe it's the way to go. I mean, you just get all the cannabinoids, all the, you get, that's where you get a packed supplement if you use full spectrum, in my opinion. I don't think the isolates and all that, I mean, that I'm not too well versed in. I just know for my practice, the full spectrum is, has been my gold standard that I use, because that's where you get everything from the plant.
I definitely, I mean, I know from my own experience, I know that people who have had benefit from all three, but I always ask, I like to ask, because first of all, it's not really a straightforward question and not really a straightforward answer that someone can give, but you know, just, I think there's a lot of people who are like gung ho on one thing. And it's like, you know, there's different things out there.
There are different, yeah.
You know, so, but you know, definitely full spectrum. That's what I use personally. But you know, like I said, I've seen also, you know, isolate all, everything has its place. I think it's just a matter of more research that needs to be conducted. Because you know, I had a, you know, speaking to a nutritionist, and she was like, everybody's chemistry is different. You know, everybody's chemistry is different.
Yeah,
and she's, and you know.
Well, and have you ever seen the documentary Weed the People?
Mm-hmm. No, I haven't seen it.
It's really good. It just kind of touches on how there's more than one size. Like for cancer, tumors, and stuff like that, CBD mixed with a tiny bit of THC has amazing impact for like tumors, shrinkage, and stuff like that. So I don't know. The encouraging and kind of on the flip side, a doctor told me that 90% of the research that they're doing with CBD is for the benefit, the harm it can do, and only 6% is for the good it can do. And I thought, that's crazy.
Yeah.
Like, why? It's such a typical thing to,
yeah,
that they would, you know.
Well, you know, they just came out the, with some stuff, you know, the you know, the FDA came out and they said that could be, you know, could be detrimental to your liver. And then you look at the study itself and they're, you know, they're packing them with CBD with, you know, thousands of milligrams at a time, you know, and excess amounts. And like you said, it's kind of to debunk everything. And that's what they, first of all, the first thing they come out with, you know, instead of seeing, well, let's see the effects here, let's test here and there, they're just pumping people full of it. Give them to sign, you know, their waivers, and then saying, "Hell, you know, we're seeing here a pattern of liver damage." Yeah, really. I wonder why, because the same thing's going on. You know, you're abusing it.
Yeah.
And of course, you know, it goes to anything else. You know, if you eat, you can drink too much water, and it's bad for you. So, you know, you're going to tell me that, you know, because you're having too much of something that it's going to be bad for you? Okay, great. Yeah, that's, we don't have to spend so much money and time on that. We could have seen what the effects that it's having on people with anxiety on, you know, luckily we have something out there for epilepsy already, but you know, we need a lot more help, you know, people with autism and go down the line. This is what it is. And it's just, they're scared to do it and not really scared to do it. They're not motivated to do it because money talks and money.
I know.
On the other side.
Money always, but on once the opiate crisis happened a few years ago, this is a godsend for a lot of people that have addiction issues.
Yeah.
It really helps. You can't OD on CBD. I mean, the research shows you would have to do so much to OD on CBD because of the way it enters your body. But the, like a couple people that I know that have had addiction issues, they, it's really helped them with their cravings and helped them with their anxiety. I mean, I, it's like if you fix one thing, it kind of helps fix others too.
Oh, and that's the whole thing, is it's a whole holistic approach. You know, it's about wellness, like you said, you know, and going back to, you know, the instant gratification thing, you know, it's not just like take CBD, everything's me as well. You know, you still have to exercise. You still have to take care of yourself. You still have to eat healthy. You know, so it's not like cannabis in and of itself is just going to cure everything. And I think that's just part of our culture nowadays, where just want to cure, just get it over with. You know, I was listening to somebody recently, one of my mentors, he's like, we wish that there was an app that we could just press a button and we would have good relationships. No, you have to work on your relationships.
Yeah, work on your relationships.
There's an app that you can press and oh, hey, I'm skinny now. Oh, hey, my blood pressure went down. You know, and that's kind of what we look at with pills and stuff. And it just doesn't work like that. There's nothing out there that's, you know, it's supposed to, you know, supplement, so to speak, your work that you're doing in other areas. And it's just supposed to be one part of the equation, not a be all
end all. Exactly. And not to overstate, like it's a miracle, but, and you do have to give it time. And I think that's with today's world, with social media and everything instant, you do have to give sometimes for whatever you have. If you have fibromyalgia for 20 years and you've been in misery for that long, you have to let your body give it time with the right product, you know, too.
100%. Now, changing gears a little bit, you know, talking about Carmel, you know, can you tell me a little bit about, you know, some of the struggles that you've had, getting it going?
Indiana is a conservative state. So people at first, especially like, for example, at the Indiana State Fair, people come up to you like you're selling like a drug or something. I mean, there's still people that are going to have that stigma, but it's so quickly evaporating. You know, it's because people, it's the kind of thing that sells itself, because once someone talks about how they've been helped, everyone wants what they have, you know. So this is a conservative state, so it's been slow in coming, but now, just like the rest of the country, it's only going vertical. I mean, it's going to skyrocket this year. I've already seen it, you know. It's huge.
Definitely. So you're saying that, you know, Indiana being a conservative state, I was just speaking to somebody in Alabama, and she was talking about the same thing, you know, where, you know, people that she's known for her whole life going to church now don't want to look at her in the face, you know, because she has a CBD store and, you know,
it's so crazy.
It's absolutely wild. And then at the same time, then they're, you know, coming and saying, hey, actually, let me try some. You know, so it's like slowly she's converting them, so to speak, and showing them the benefits.
Yeah.
As well.
It's really just kind of one person at a time. I mean, everyone wants what other people have if they see a change. Mm-hmm. And so that's kind of how it's evolving here, because you have your CBD stores. But for me anyway, it's the people that promote it because of how they've helped themselves. You know, so it's crazy though. You'll still get those people at the fair that walk up like you have, like you're selling a, oh no. It's crazy how in the different states, it's completely different responses. Like I'm originally from Idaho and they are conservative. I mean, that is a very conservative state. So they're still like, oh my God, it's, you know, it's not quite, it's, they just view it so differently, but it's a short-term thing. I mean, this is here to stay. It's.
Well, definitely. And, you know, I'm from LA, so I have the whole other side, you know. So
I know.
Obviously we cover all cannabis topics here on Think Discussions. And a lot of times, you know, in LA, it's the opposite thing, right? Where it's like, CBD, I want a little kick, baby. You know, I want some THC in there. You know, the CBD is great. I want to feel something. You know, so it's the opposite. You know, or
I know it, when you get out in the country, it's crazy, the paradigm. Mm-hmm. You know, you have all sorts, and you don't realize it till you're there, and then you're like, oh my god, holy cow, they are on a different vibe than most of the country, you know. But no worries, I truly believe it's just, I mean, people just have it. I don't know why there's that mentality, but it's not gonna stay. I mean, I'm sure, just like everything, it'll take over everywhere.
No, definitely. I'm completely I mean, the younger, you know, I think getting into the whole generational topic a little bit. You know, it's kind of a touchy subject these days, obviously, in general. You know, I think we have to have some healing there amongst the generations in general. You know, older generation, the younger generation, I think people aren't really listening to each other as much as they should. And it's kind of like divide and conquer kind of thing. But I think, you know, the younger generation has kind of a different outlook on it, you know, and it's kind of like the okay boomer, you know, kind of thing where it's like, oh, okay, cool. You think that cannabis is bad, it's some evil thing out to get you. Okay, so you know, it's just a matter of, and it's a shame, because really the baby boomers are the ones who can benefit the most from it, you know.
I agree. Point,
you know, as we're aging and dealing with health related issues, obviously, and so it's a shame that there's still that stigma there, where they can move the needle, completely move the needle, you know. And then, you know, just being open, being willing, you know. We all have our strong points, all of us, you know, every generation has a strong point. And I definitely tip my hat to the baby boomers and their generation as well, for a lot of reasons. But, you know, it's there's definitely certain things that they can, you know, being open-minded with this in and of itself would
I help. Completely agree. My gosh. I mean, if they just realized on a full spectrum how much...
not a broad spectrum, a full spectrum.
Yeah, how much both? I mean, how much there is a place in healthcare for both to help people? I mean, the studies on cancer and cannabis and it are pretty amazing. And then it's crazy. I just wish that there were these parts of the country that were so fear-filled with it, like they view it completely as a snake oil. So I guess that's why education and like one person being helped and then they tell another. I mean, that's kind of the grassroots way that this is going to take over.
Yeah.
You know, because a lot of people are fear. Oh my gosh, you know.
Oh. These reports that are coming out, you know, talking about liver damage and all that aren't helping things either, you know. So somebody may be on the fence and then they're either like, oh, well, I don't want liver damage. I got enough problems already. And it's like, well, let's see. And then meanwhile, you know, the pills that they're taking, there's a, you know, about half a minute in there that's saying this drug could also cause. And we've studied that
I can't tell you side effects
and blah, blah, blah. And, you know, so.
There's a reason SNL does commercials
those are hilarious, like making, by the way. Those are hilarious.
Aren't they funny? Because my God, it's like, oh my gosh, I can be helped with that. Yeah, but you could go blind, die, commit suicide. I mean, it's crazy.
Yeah. Suicidal thoughts, you know, going from there.
Yeah.
Very good.
Seriously.
So, you know, now with Carmel, are you kind of focused more on the CBD e-commerce side? Are you still really focused on, you know, digging your feet there in the ground and continuing to practice your massage therapy? Is it kind of both? Is one kind of taking more of your time at this point?
It's both. I feel like, I mean, I want to touch as many people as I can, so I'm considering more e-commerce. Mm-hmm. But, I mean, I'm still kind of really impacting small groups, you know, here in my clients, but I do both. I have it on my website, but I mean, not many I think there's that stigma of cost too. I mean, if you get a good product, it's not going to be super cheap, you know, I mean, but you get what you pay for. And
it's
you get
like that in
you
everything.
Know.
You know, I think that's, you know, people, I was talking to somebody else about sustainability. He's talking about, you know, it's not really always the consumer's fault, you know, that they're choosing to have McDonald's over salad because McDonald's is cheaper, you know? So
I know,
you know, so then we're talking about obesity. We're talking about, you know, the effects of that when, you know, it's kind of like people are, you know, stuck between a rock and a hard place. They want wellness. They want things to go better. And first of all, you know, a lot of times people have to look in the mirror and make better choices, of course, and, you know, kind of evaluate where am I putting my time and energy in? Where am I putting my money in? Is this healthy for me? And those are tough choices to make. But, you know, also it's kind of a matter of, you know, it's a lot cheaper to, you know, just pop pills than maybe sometimes it is to get this. But, you know, the long-lasting effects, I think, speak for themselves. And when you get the better product, you don't need as much, you know, it's, you know,
yes,
more
exactly.
Dang, so to speak. So,
well, and along that lines, a super quick story. So I think it's a mindset thing. People that you either get it or you don't. Like I have a farmer who I adore, and he's like, he got you either the most unexpected person gets that paying whatever, $120 or whatever for a product is worth it. Like he gets it and he's like promoting it, and you would never expect this guy to do it, but just because of the results that he sees, he wants to do it. He wants to like actually spread the news about CBD. And this guy's in his 70s. Cost never entered his mind as a factor. You know, it's, you either get that if you want to maintain health, it's good, you know, you think of how much some medication costs. Why not give this, I mean, in my opinion, why not give it a try and not go to a gas station to get it?
No, that's,
because
that's,
you're not going to find, you will not find quality.
That's another black eye, you know, it's like these gas stations and, you know, everybody and their mother now is, you know, selling CBD products. So people kind of get disillusioned, obviously, from the results that they're getting or just from the quantity and, you know, just saying like, what is this? You know, and I think that's why a lot of research, you know, people have to do their own research and have to educate themselves.
It makes it hard for us because we're trying to talk about quality. And then if they try it, you know, the likelihood of someone retrying a product is pretty slim. So when they get it, kind of is a disservice to the industry, or, you know, they try this, they don't see results, and then they're like, well, it just didn't work. And it's like, no, you just happen to get the crappy product, you know?
So you're seeing that when people are buying from you, they're coming back, that they're saying,
yeah,
this is actually really working.
Well, like for the blood sugar, I mean, blood sugar and blood pressure, huge, which we didn't really realize it would be like that. I mean, honestly, we just happen to have friends that track everything. Uh-huh. Like they track their numbers, they track, you know, and so it's like my husband's best friend, he was on a bad product, and he's like, well, I'm on it. And he's, mine's like, just try this. And he's seriously blown away that his numbers have maintained lower. So it's, yeah, someone said that upwards of 60% of products that you see like in now Dollar General or gas stations, they don't have any CBD in it. I mean, they advertise that it's CBD, but there's none in there. I mean, it makes it hard for the people that want quality and that are trying to give people quality, you know.
You know, so I guess, you know, and leads into the next question is, you know, seeing as how you have quality products, you know, and, you know, there are these shady places, you know, where you can go and get or products that aren't so good, you know. And then again, there's also a lot of good products out there, you know. There's a lot of great products out there that you know, people aren't buying from Carmel. So how do you kind of separating yourself from the pack, you know, first of all, letting people know that you're different, that you're, you know, but also, you know, that you're higher quality, but aside from that, from other high quality products, other high quality brands?
I just have like things in my office that show the bioavailability with a graph and a Mayo Clinic study. And, you know, I just feel like when people see visually too, that's how I kind of, and set myself apart. And there are a lot of quality products. I mean, that's the thing. There are a lot. I have zeroed in what works for me and my clients, but yeah, it's, I think people like visuals and how is this going to be different? How is this going to help? So I just always keep like graphs on hand to show them so that they're not like, because there is that snake oil stigma, you know, that still, but it won't, it's a temporary thing. Trust
yeah,
me.
Yeah, definitely. Very good. So what can we expect from, you know, what can we expect from you and from Carmel in the future?
I am going to, honestly, my passion, I love my massage. I'm in this industry for life. That's for sure. Just because of the kids and the stories that I've physically seen changed. So that's in the future. I'm just going to keep sharing it and hopefully growing as a business and personally. There's so much to learn. I want to constantly keep learning about it. And I love that they're doing more research because that's only going to lend to the credibility. So any research is amazing. I mean, we're talking cancer cells being impacted on a cellular level. And in the next 5 years, I think we're just going to be blown away from just the cancer part. So I'm so excited that I discovered CBD. Seriously, not only personally life changing, but just we help the world.
100%. Yeah. So helping the world, that's a good goal to have. Now I always ask, you know, what your goals are. What would you define as success? Aside from goals, what would you say success is, and what does success look like for you?
Success is, that's a good question. Success honestly just means that you wake up, for me, I mean, money's important. Let's not go, I mean, it definitely is. But if you have passion behind your purpose, that's success to me. And I finally found my passion and my purpose. And I just feel like it's my mindset growth in the last year and a half, just from CBD and seeing and it fueling my spirit, my passion. I mean, that's success. I feel more successful than I ever have just because I've physically seen people helped. Physically, like watch them go down the street, you know, go down an aisle. I put topical on their knees and they turn around and they're like, oh my God, I have not been out of pain in, you know, years. And that's success. I mean, it's crazy. It fuels my heart. So I don't know if that's a clear answer.
That's a very clear answer, to be honest with you, you know, and I think people do get caught up with the external things, but when you, like you said, passion, purpose, and I was always raised on, you know, shout outs to my pops, Daniel, you know, he always taught me, if you have passion for what you do, you never work a day in your life, you know, so I'm sure he didn't coin the phrase, but that's how I was raised anyways. And
that is so true.
And purpose, you know, to me, having a purpose, a reason to get up, a reason to continue to do it, and that in the long run is way more beneficial than having exterior goals that are driving you, because those can change, you know, every moment, a drop of a dime, you know, day by day. And you can have your ups and downs, but as long as you have that purpose, and the reason that you're doing something, then you're living in the moment, as opposed to having expectations for something to happen down the line.
Exactly. God, you're doing a lot of good. by doing these podcasts, because that's how this will get spread.
Oh, that's one of the goals, you know, to help educate, to bring education, you know. And I'm really happy, you know, people within the industry who have been in here for 20 plus years, they love it. They're learning new things. And people who are just learning, that also got amazing feedback and saying, wow, it's really informative, learning a lot of things. So that's the goal, you know, helping to educate, helping to re-educate, helping to de-educate in a lot of ways of what we thought we knew, and lead people on the right path. So I appreciate that from you as well. So as we close, how can listeners find more about Jessica and find more about Carmel Restorative Massage Studio?
On my website, carmelrestorative.com.
Very good. Carmelrestorative.com.
Yeah.
Very good. And your whole line of products is on there, and you can book an appointment there with her. And get in contact with her as well. So it's so very good, Jessica. I really appreciate it.
Thank you so much. This has been great. It really, it's so awesome to share what you love with other people.
Thank you. So thanks again for sharing your history and diving deep in with us as well, and sharing painful moments with us as well. So I really appreciate that as well.
And, thank you. It's been great.
Good things. Not only good things.
So
thanks again, and good luck to
you. You are so welcome.
Only good news for the 2020 and beyond.
Thank you.
We at Calican are passionate about cannabis marketing, branding, and web design. If you're a cannabis entrepreneur and you know you need an uptake in business or an upgrade in the way your customers perceive you, come check us out at calican.com and schedule a time to speak with us. Plans start at $248. Thanks for listening in to Dank Discussions, and we are so grateful for each and every one of you. We want to continue making dank content you want, so give us some feedback about the topics you want covered. Feel free to reach out to us at grow@calican.com. That's CALACANN.com. And follow us on Instagram for our latest updates.